Hello and welcome to our podcast. This is Caden Opheim and Dylan Andrews, and unfortunately one of our members could not make it, so it's just us two.
Alright, I'm Dylan and we're doing the effects of underage drinking.
We want to let our audience know how bad it is, the effects under the influence and damage to the body and breaking the law while influence.
So the effects under the influence of alcohol are driving is impaired. So underage drivers have a lot more trouble while under the influence. So car crashes occur more, violence occurs more, falling, drowning, they all are a big factor of it. You tend to be more lightheaded and nauseous while drinking. Schooling is affected by alcohol. Over time, too much alcohol damages brain cells. This can lead to behavior problems and lasting damage to memory, thinking, and judgment. Teens who drink tend to do poorly in school, and their behaviors may get them into trouble. Alcohol also causes depression, anxiety, and low self-esteem. And like I said, it affects underage drinkers' brain cells. Underage drinkers are more at risk to alcohol poisoning because their body can't handle as well as older people. Having as few as 4 drinks within 2 hours can cause alcohol poisoning. Sexual behavior is also affected. Drinking during puberty can cause hormone changes in the body. This can disrupt growth and puberty. Children who begin to drink at very, very early age, before age of 12, often share similar personality characteristics that may make them more likely to start drinking. Young people who are disruptive, hyperactive, and aggressive often refer to having conduct problems or being antisocial, as well as those who are depressed, withdrawn, or anxious may be the greatest risk for alcohol problems. Other behavior problems associated with alcohol use include
One effect of health risk is alcohol poisoning. Anyone who drinks a lot in a short space of time can suffer alcohol poisoning. The level of alcohol gets so high that it can seriously affect the parts of the brain that control balance and speech, as well as affect the nerves that control your breathing and heartbeat and your lower body temperature, which can lead to hypothermia. It can also cancel your gag reflex, putting you at serious risk of choking to death, especially if you vomit. Another reason is mental health. 43% of young people who drink alcohol have reported that they are drinking to cope in some way, such as to cheer themselves up or to forget about problems. Liver damage. Drinking alcohol can increase the risk of developing liver disease, and young people who drink regularly are also at risk and start to damage their livers without realizing. The warning signs only show after a few years. In Britain, significant numbers of people who are now dying with alcoholic liver diseases in their 20s. Small health problems are the effects of long-term alcohol use on the brain, maybe lifelong. Drinking also creates a higher risk for depression, anxiety, and low self-esteem. Drinking during puberty can also change hormones in the body. This can disrupt growth in puberty.
Underage drinking laws are designed to curb the prevalence of alcohol use in people under 21 years of age. Underage drinking is a nationwide issue that has had a lasting impact on society for years. The following laws were implemented to reduce the incidence of underage consumption. It makes it illegal for minors to possess alcohol, consume alcohol, purchase or attempt to purchase alcohol, possess a fake ID or misrepresent their age, drive with even a trace amount of blood alcohol content, and that varies by the state they live in.
And with the law, I had a couple friends that went to a party last summer, and they got busted, and they got minors because they were under the age, and they said they had to do a lot of stuff to make it up. And
how does problem drinking affect young people's schooling? In some cases, the linkage between problem drinking and academic performance is profound. Drinking can affect the biological development of young people as well as their school-related achievements and behavior. Serious alcohol use among youth has significant neurological consequences. Alcohol damages areas of the brain responsible for learning and memory. Verbal skills and visual skills. Diagnostics often found that these skills in adolescents who drink are deficient in comparison to those who aren't drinking. Scientists know that alcohol problems are tied to lower grades, poor attendance, and increase in dropout rates. The NHSDA, now known as the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, a federal study found that as rates of alcohol use by 12 to 17 years of age increase, in any given age group, heavy and binge drinkers are 46 times more likely than non-drinkers to say they cut classes or skip school. They are twice as likely as non-drinkers to say their schoolwork is poor, and they report more frequently that they are disobedient at school. Among high school students, those who use alcohol are 5 times more likely to drop out than those who don't use alcohol. These problems are not limited to the middle and high school setting. Hangovers and drinking by college students lead to missed classes and falling behind schoolwork. Alcohol is implicated in more than 40% of all college academic problems and in 28% of all college dropouts.
These are the underage drinking stats. Underage drinking remains a problem in the U.S. According to 2017, about 7.4 million Americans between the ages of 12 and 20 report currently alcohol consumption. This represents nearly 20% of this age group for whom alcohol consumption is legal. Among 12 through 20-year-olds reported rates of the past month's consumptions, binge drinking and heavy alcohol consumption has declined steadily from 2008 to 2017. Excessive drinking is responsible for more than 4,300 deaths among underage youth each year and costs the U.S. $24 billion in economy costs in 2010. On average, underage drinkers consume more drinks per drinking occasion than adult drinkers. Drinking levels among youth. 30% drink some amount of alcohol, 14% binge drink, 6% drove after drinking alcohol, 17% rode with a driver who had been drinking alcohol.
Today, alcohol is widely available and aggressively promoted throughout society. Alcohol use continues to be regarded by many people as a normal part of growing up. Yet, underage drinking is dangerous, not only for the drinker, but also for society. As evident by the number of alcohol-involved motor vehicle crashes, homicides, suicides, and other injuries, people who begin drinking early in life run the risk of developing serious alcohol problems, including alcoholism later in life. They also are at greater risk for a variety of adverse consequences, including risky sexual behavior and poor performance in school. Identifying adolescents at greater risk can help stop problems before they develop. And innovative approaches to prevention, such as Project Northland, are showing success in reducing experimentation with alcohol, as well as problems that accompany alcohol use by many young people. Overall, underage drinking is dangerous and can have severe health effects on minors.
All right, thank you for listening for our problems of underage drinking and the effects of it. I'm Kaden Alpine and my partner Dylan Andrews, and sorry for our friend who could not make it. And thank you for listening and have a good day.